This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Forget football. Forget the Super Bowl. This is the greatest thing I've ever seen. This makes the Super Bowl look boring. Wow. Emotional testimony, and I don't mean this Christine Ford fraud. My man, Brett Kavanaugh, with the most emotional testimony by a man that anybody's ever seen. Breaking into tears, fighting back tears, crying openly in court. In a hearing, I shouldn't say court, because it's really not court, but it's like court. Wow, drama. Just everything I ever said about Brett Kavanaugh. Just everything. He is all the guys I grew up with. Him and his buddies at Catholic school are the guys I grew up with, who were all Catholic, Italian, and a couple Irish guys in my neighborhood in New York, just like Brett Kavanaugh. All good people. No, we're not perfect. Some of them drank a little bit. Everybody had Playboy magazine under their bed. Come on, be honest. But all of us were at the core really good kids. And I guarantee you Brett Kavanaugh at the core and his friends were good kids. And he gave a performance today for the ages. And I do not mean, don't ever misquote me, I do not mean a performance by the fact that he was acting. Because she was clearly acting. And this is not, you know, by the way, this is not my prejudices or biases entering into it. She was such a fake, such a fraud. Her own students have said she's just a yelling, screaming, angry woman. And she was like so sweet. It was like I was waiting for Blumenthal to offer her a lollipop because she's 4 years old and the sweetest little girl ever. I said that they took 2 weeks and they stalled because she needed some acting lessons from Meryl Streep. And boy, was I proven right. What a fraud that woman was. But forget it. The Republican Party made a calculated gamble. I disagree with the gamble, but they made a calculated gamble. And the gamble was that there's going to be two acts. Act one doesn't matter. If he hits a home run and he is angry and he is tearful and he tells you what's been done to his wife and his children and he tells you and proves to you he didn't do it and this whole thing is a crock and a sham, everybody will forget part one. They'll forget everything they heard before the intermission. I don't even remember Christine Ford. I don't even remember that 2 hours. I was so critical of the GOP, so critical of their decision to have five-minute increments, so critical of the fact that all their senators gave up their time because they didn't want to be a man attacking a woman, so critical of the woman they chose, Prosecutor Mitchell from Maricopa County, Arizona. She was awful. I mean, she's the worst prosecutor I've ever seen in my life. You would think she'd know this is the Super Bowl. 100 million-plus Americans are watching. And she has a chance to become world famous and become the biggest lawyer prosecutor since Marcia Clark in the O.J. trial, right? She blew it. Worst prosecutor I've ever seen in my entire life, bar none. I mean, she is horrible. I mean, Wayne Root is a sports handicapper and radio talk show host, and I could have gone up there and made mincemeat out of Christine Blasey Ford. Mincemeat. I had every question to ask her. I would have put pressure. I would have destroyed her. And I only needed 1 5-minute to do it. She had, what, 8 or 9 5-minute periods and never got to a point. You know? I could make a crude sexual comparison here, but I won't. But I was going to say, it would be like a guy having sex and never, ever ending it. What was her point? Where was she going? And then in her last one, her last 5 minutes, I thought she's got to have something to pull out of a hat, a rabbit out of a hat like Houdini. She's going to destroy her and wrap it up in the 5 minutes. She's going to have one question that will beat this girl to death. I mean, just verbally, of course, I mean, not literally or physically. But she will just destroy her and show the emperor has no clothes. And And she ended it with a whimper. Nothing. Like a thank you for being here. You're the nicest lady in the world's ever known. But I've already forgotten that. That was like 50 years ago. Because all that matters is my boy Kavanaugh came back and he kicked ass. He destroyed and wiped out the entire Democratic Party. He was so angry. He was so passionate. I have like 100 emails asking, Wayne, were you coaching him? Because he sounded like me. There's very few people that can bring up my level of anger and passion and enthusiasm and focus. An intensity level like a razor. But he was the captain of his high school basketball team and was a wide receiver and defensive back on his football team. And I was as well. Very similar careers. I was both a defensive back and wide receiver in football. I was on the track team and the tennis team. Not basketball, but very similar kind of personalities. And all my friends were Catholic like him. Very similar upbringing. And he sounded like me. With that mixture of passion and intensity and energy and anger. And also tears. Me too, you know. I mean, I cried 5 times while he was talking. 5 times tears fell down my cheeks. This guy is the real thing. I said he was Jimmy Stewart meets Andy Griffith at the Mayberry RFD, and I was right. He is the real thing. And I'm telling you right now, I have so many macho cool friends who play football or some other sport, and they are cool guys, and they were roughnecks like me, and they got in fights, and they beat the crap out of people like me. And they all texted me today, all my buddies, all my macho buddies on the East Coast texted me today and said, I'm crying. He made me cry. I can't believe it. Nobody cried during Christine Ford's testimony. Maybe a woman, a liberal woman probably cried somewhere in America. Somewhere in America, someone fell for that fraud. But Christine Ford didn't even cry. He cried. Whoa. Woof. Intensity, man. He got up there like a football player combined with an evangelical preacher with anger against these frauds of the Democratic Party. And then he cried over his daughters and the way his family's been treated and what they've done to his friends and the girls he considers friends. And they've dragged them all through the mud. The only thing he missed is he should have said, you're all Joe McCarthy. You have no shame. You have no decency. You're Joe McCarthy. And every single time a senator started to question him, he should have started by saying, you are Joe McCarthy. You're disgusting. He said in the opening statement, someone called me evil. Someone said the world would end. He should have named names. And then when that person addressed him, I just want everyone to know, you're the one who said I was evil. I want everyone to know, you're the one who said the world would end if you named me to the Supreme Court. You are Joe McCarthy. Oh, I would have been even more dramatic than him. But don't ever take that to mean acting. This isn't acting. This is me. This is me. This is how a prosecutor ripped someone to shreds. I missed my calling in life because, man, would I have been a good prosecutor or lawyer. You can't take the truth. He should have said that, too. He should have looked at Feinstein and said, you are the fraud. You are the one who knew about this and did nothing about it. Didn't you sit in a room with me? And you said nothing, and you knew this? And you were giving her advice on how to hire a lawyer? You, ma'am, are a fraud, and you have no shame. That's the only one he missed on. He was a little too nice to her. But on the other hand, he may have done it just perfectly. Because maybe everyone in America who's a woman would turn against me for being too vicious to Dianne Feinstein. But I'll tell you what, most people were thinking what I thought. She was destroyed and defeated. He didn't have to do that, I guess, because she, first of all, she looked like she's 180 years old. You know, I always make jokes about Weekend at Bernie's and Mitch McConnell. Well, Dianne Feinstein looks like she died 3 months ago and someone stuck a hand up her back and they're making her mouth move. I'm not quite sure she's alive. She has aged 100 years in the last month, and she was already old to begin with. What are these people doing in the United States Senate? And by the way, I'm an equal opportunity offender. Don't ever nail me, right wing watch, because I'm talking about Dianne Feinstein, because I say the same thing about Republicans all the time. I'm the world's biggest fan of term limits. You can't be in the Senate so you look like a dried up prune who needs help going to the bathroom eating prunes. That's Dianne Feinstein. That's also Mitch McConnell. That's half the people in the Senate. They all look like they died 3 years ago, these people. What are they doing in the United States Senate? And they sure don't have much talent. Their questions are embarrassing. The best you losers can do is ask him about his high school yearbook? It's the most embarrassing thing I've ever seen. What does the word mean? Does it mean, does that word really mean you're having sex with that girl? No, it actually means flatulence. I was farting. That's what he said. He didn't use the word farting. He used flatulence. These guys are asking about farting at the campfire in your high school yearbook. Oh, they're not losers, are they? White House. That's the guy's name, Senator White House. I don't know how to break this to you, Senator White House, but I got a choice F word for you because he was asking about the F word. What does FFFFF mean in your yearbook? And my boy Brett Kavanaugh looks at him and says, we had a friend who, before he used the F word, would build up to it by going FFFFFF and then use the F word. I mean, at that point, how absurd does White House look? And so I tweeted out, I have an F word for White House. It's freaking, you're never getting freaking near the White House, Mr. White House. Even with your last name, you'll never be near the White House. No one's mistaking you for a world leader. What an absolute joke. But here's the thing. We were getting killed. This is why, you know, this is why you play football games, right? You could be losing 30 to nothing in the first half and come back and win it 38-34. Right? Things like that have happened in the history of football. Actually, it would have to be 38-33. Couldn't be from 30 to 34, but it could be 33. Things like that do occasionally happen. We were getting our asses kicked in the first round, and I was so angry that Republicans that incompetent, they hired a prosecutor who was the biggest joke I've ever witnessed in my entire life. I'm a sports handicapper talk show who could ask 1,000 times more important questions than she asked and could have had her on the ropes. And she's a seasoned prosecutor. She was pathetic. But it doesn't matter. That's why you play the game. The second half, that opening statement by Brett Kavanaugh, not only won the day for Brett, not only will result in him becoming a Supreme Court nominee, but it won the midterms for the Republican Party. Because we are all so angry, and we cried with him, and we felt his pain. We felt his children's pain, his daughter's pain, his wife's pain sitting behind him. I don't know how you could sit there and not cry. But I know I cried 5 times with Brett Kavanaugh. That's my guy, and I'll go through hell. I'll fight. I'll die for Brett Kavanaugh. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance. insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Just some highlights of some of the things I tweeted out today. One of them, I've never been so proud in my life of Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham did a great job. I put Lindsey Graham as my hero. Finally, one Republican says what I would say. Courage, finally. Another one says Lindsey Graham has won me over for life. He missed one point. He should have said to the Dems, you have no shame. You are Joe McCarthy. But other than that, Lindsey Graham was perfect. That's the only part of it he missed. But his best line of the night, and he had some great lines, was that, God help us, man, if you ever get power, I don't want any of you to get power. Democratic Party's disgusting is what he was saying. And that if you get power, you are the most power-hungry, horrible people the world has ever known. And then when Senator Whitehouse, Democrat, was talking, I said, Senator Whitehouse is a loser. I have an F-word for him. Forget about ever getting near the White House, you loser. When Cornyn was talking from Texas, finally Cornyn brings up McCarthy, and you have no decency. Should have put me in the game, coach. I would have done it so much sooner. I'm so much better than these clowns. They really are good. They're U.S. senators, and they're not good. The only one of the night that impressed me was Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham has backbone I never knew he had. He has passion I never knew he had. He has a prosecutor's ability I never knew he had. And he is a former United States Navy Jack prosecutor, if I heard correctly. I did not know that. I just always thought of him as a nerd and a jerk and a sidekick to John McCain. And since McCain has died, he has come out of his shell, and he has become the hero for Donald Trump in the whole United States Senate. The only one with balls is Lindsey Graham. The only one with cojones. Some more texts I put out today. I've heard from friends and fans all over the USA. Everyone I know was crying while listening to Brett Kavanaugh. My macho grown male friends all cried, capitalized all. Dems just lost the nation for good. They are in denial, I'm sure, but we'll find out on November 6th. Want to bet? And then I read people's psychology for a living. And I meant both as a sports handicapper, I read psychology, so I've been winning my whole career. I know what teams are thinking collectively. I'm very good at it. And also as a talk show host, I read psychology. And I said, do you see Dianne Feinstein? She was ashamed of herself. She had no idea what to say. She folded like a cheap suit. I left out the fact that her eyes never met his eyes. She kept looking down. She couldn't even believe what she had been forced by liberal commie special interest groups to do to this wonderful man. She couldn't even believe his opening statement. He minced and diced her. And then just from one smart friend of mine sent me a note. He said, if I was a Democrat, this is the moment that Brett Kavanaugh got done with his opening statement. If I was a Democrat, I would take my minutes, apologize to him, and ask for an immediate vote confirming him. See, now that would be smart, and the Democrats would not have gotten killed in November. But they just don't have it in them. They went after him again. And then I wrote a nice, fine gentleman, a man who cries in public, a bit of a wonk and nerd, just beat the Democratic Party to a pulp like Rocky. Anyone who doesn't cry watching this is what's wrong with America. You are the problem. And then I wrote, I'm so proud to be a Republican man today. I should have put a white, straight Republican man today. Because that's what he's representing, whether you like it or not. And I don't say those things to be mean to any people who are not straight, who are not white, who are not male. I'm just saying I'm proud to be straight, white, and male. And I'm very proud today to be straight, white, male Republican. Because this guy, Brett Kavanaugh, he came to play, baby. He showed up to win. Here's another one. I said from day one this guy was Jimmy Stewart. From day one I said he was Jimmy Stewart, and I was wrong. He's better than Jimmy Stewart. He makes Jimmy Stewart feel guilty. And no, he's not. He's every Catholic boy I ever grew up with on the rough dead-end streets in Mount Vernon, New York. Another tweet. This guy is amazing. I'm crying now. I will never forgive Democrats for this. We're coming for revenge in November. You went too far. I'm certain you're all beginning to realize what you've done. When I cry, you're done. Finished. Because I represent millions of men who don't cry. When we cry, you know this guy has struck a nerve in our bodies, in our minds, in our brains, in our eyes. I just don't cry watching testimony on TV. It does not happen. Another one. He knows the names of every kid he ever spent time with on weekends. This guy is God sent from Central Casting. I love this guy. You picked on the wrong guy. He's going to chop down the Democratic Party like George Washington chops down a cherry tree. Those are my tweets in-game action today, as they would say in the gambling world, during these congressional hearings. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, Wayne Allyn Root, on USA Radio, ass kicker, not ass kisser. This show comes to my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, K-Bed in Las Vegas, run and operated by the great Edward Stoltz. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. They get the naming rights for the studio. Phone number for U.S. Gold, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, or go to usgoldbureau.com/roots. Most caller-friendly show in America, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. Love to know what you think. 833-927-8255. Did you cry? Did this guy strike a nerve? What'd you think of Christine Blasey Ford? Give me a call right now. 833-WAR-TALK. We'll see you in a second.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
War now. USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Judge Brett Kavanaugh's hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill. Texas Senator John Cornyn when it was his turn to question Kavanaugh.
The burden is not on the accuser because this is a job interview. The burden is on you, but you said you weren't there and it didn't happen. It's impossible for you to prove a negative. So I would just suggest that you have been accused of a crime and that a fair process under the United States Constitution and our notion of fair play means that the people who make an accusation against you have to come forward with some evidence.
A Philadelphia-based law firm is suing Bill Cosby for failing to pay more than $280,000 of legal fees generated from representing the entertainer in civil and criminal cases that go back to the sexual assault allegations decades ago. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
IT orchestration stories from CDW. A social media company knew that data was the currency of the digital economy. But when it came to monetizing it, they were being shortchanged. So CDW orchestrated a data fabric solution from NetApp, creating a hybrid cloud to help them move data faster, innovate quicker, and make decisions stronger. Data flexibility by NetApp, IT orchestration by CDW. Learn more at cdw.com/netapp. CDW, people who get it.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Have you ever roasted marshmallows? I swear to you, right now, Dianne Feinstein is burning like a marshmallow in a fire. They're all sitting around just talking about what a loser she is and how she held this thing for months when anybody else with any integrity at all would have done it in private, so nobody would have been embarrassed. They would have investigated and interviewed in private, not brought it into the public venue, number one. So number one, she's being roasted on that. Number two, they're accusing her of being the leak. If not her, someone in her office was the leak. Maybe it was the Chinese guy who used to work there, right? The one who works for China, that was the Chinese spy, that was her big shot in the office for 20 years that the Democratic Party won't talk about and the media won't talk about. No one's mentioning she had a Chinese spy in her office. My tweet I just put out seconds ago, Dianne Feinstein, being roasted like a marshmallow right now. Help, I'm burning. Hashtag Hindenburg. Dianne Feinstein, she aged 100 years overnight for good reason. For very good reason. She realizes she's a fraud. She sold her soul to the devil. She tried to destroy a man who was a good man with trumped up lies and charges and slander. You sold your soul to the devil. All right, I wanted to make sure that I gave due credit to the U.S. Gold Bureau because it is their studio. Only had seconds when we were heading to a commercial break. Only had seconds to give them the kudos because they sign the front of the checks and they make sure that you all listen to my radio show for free. And they've got this new package called the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. The set includes 100 American Silver Eagle coins in uncirculated condition, fresh from the U.S. Mint. All coins are investment quality. Get the coins at actual dealer cost. They will show you the proof. It is their cost. They'll sell it to you at the exact cost they get it for, which includes free shipping. And you also get 100% free delivery insurance. Order today and also get a free official U.S. Mint storage box as a bonus. With your order, this box will hold 500 coins. So the first 100 places you've gotten is room for 400 more. You can order right now at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go to usgoldbureau.com/root. By the way, I don't mean to tell you I told you so, but I am a smart mother, you know what. I have been saying on radio, on Twitter, on Facebook, for like 3 years now that the biggest fraud in the entire business world is Elon Musk and Tesla. And it was going to burn. It was going to explode and burn and fry everybody involved in it. And guess what happened today? Tesla shares tumbled into an abyss after the SEC sued Elon Musk for fraud today. I told you, he is nothing but a Ponzi scheme. I've said this again and again and again. He is a company that has never made money. They just lose billions of dollars. And the only way they stay in business, see, I don't have a problem with a company loses money. I've had companies lose money. There's no crime in that. Some companies work, some companies don't. I've had businesses that fail, businesses that succeeded. I wrote a book called The Joy of Failure about all the businesses I had that failed. But I never ripped off anybody. I tried my best. I gave 110%. Some work, some don't. What I didn't do was go to governments and hold them up at gunpoint for billions of dollars in tax credits to keep my companies alive. He's a guy that makes lying promises everywhere he goes and never hires the amount of people he says he'll hire, never produces the kind of revenues he says he'll produce, never produces the sales tax he says he'll produce, never produces the property tax he says he'll produce, and in return for promising all kinds of exaggerative lies, all kinds of really dumb governors and state legislatures give him billions of dollars in tax credits that he then sells on the open market, so A, he doesn't have to pay any taxes on some of it, so he has to pay no tax of any kind, no sales tax, no property tax, no payroll tax, and B, he sells some of them on the open market because he doesn't need all of it because what do you need billions and billions for? And they give him enough that he can sell some of it, and that's his money to run his company and lose some more money. That's a Ponzi scheme. And I've said that for years, and I've said he has cars that nobody needs. They may want. I mean, nobody needs a $125,000, $150,000 gorgeous electric car. I came close to buying one. It was down to my Maserati Quattroporte. Or a Porsche Panamera, or a Tesla. And the Tesla's a beautiful car, no doubt. But it costs like $150,000, and the lease is like $500 a month more than the other two cars. And they didn't need to lower it. You know why? Because people were just throwing money at Tesla, because they all wanted that electric car. But nobody needs an electric car. They just want a beautiful $150,000 electric car. Nobody needs it. And it doesn't do anything good for the environment. It's a big lie. It's a crock of crap. Anyway, I was right. Tesla is a bomb. And it's imploded today, and Elon Musk is being sued by the SEC for fraud. And that's what he is. He's a fraud. Always has been. But the more important point is, okay, I'm the only truth teller on the radio, man. I just bomb who needs to be bombed. And the Republican governor of my state of Nevada is a doof. A doofus and a dupe. Okay? Brian Sandoval. Oh, you're such a brilliant governor. You gave away, what, $2 billion to Elon Musk and Tesla to relocate to Nevada? When we are a tax-free state, anybody would want to come here without you giving away $2 billion in free money? Tax cuts, tax credits, why do you need to give them? You already pay no taxes when you come here. But you got duped. Just another dummy. Dummy on so many levels. Biggest spender in the history of Nevada, biggest taxer in the history of Nevada, and the biggest dupe in the history of Nevada is Elon Musk. Governor Brian Sandoval. You got duped by Elon Musk. Just another in a long series of mistakes by our popular Republican governor, Brian Sandoval. Why is he popular? Only because people are dumb. There's no other explanation. They must be blind. They must be incredibly ignorant to not see that this guy promised to never raise taxes and then passed the biggest tax increase in the history of the state of Nevada. And he's the biggest spender in the history of the state of Nevada. And he's left us in horrible shape. Horrible shape. Because the next time there's a downturn, there is no money in the rainy day fund. We are dead. And our pensions, state employee pensions, underfunded, big trouble, no way to pay them. Taxpayers can't afford them. And if a Democrat governor gets in like Sisolak, Count Wayne Root is moving somewhere else. I'll move to Utah, I'll move to Wyoming. Vegas will not be my home anymore. Because they will wreck this state. Sisolak will wreck this state. Sisolak will take the cap off property taxes. If you are over the age of 50, let alone over the age of 60, let alone over the age of 70, just consider your house lost right now. If Sisolak is elected Democratic governor of this state, he has plans to spend so much money that I guarantee you, he's made it clear he's going to take the cap off the property tax. So, you know, tomorrow your taxes go overnight from $5,000 a year to $10,000 a year, $15,000 a year. There is no end to where they will go with Sisolak as the governor of this state. What a fraud. What an absolute travesty. All right, we've got Thomas Gipping on the line, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an expert in the federal judiciary and the appointment of federal judges. Thomas, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
What are your thoughts on the testimony today by Blasey Ford and by our great hero? I think he's just a great man. His opening statement, I thought, was one of the greatest, most heroic, courageous opening statements in the history of American politics. Brett Kavanaugh, your thoughts?
Well, the question is her accusation, and is there any credibility or evidence for it? The answer is no. Nothing that happened in the hearing today added a single thing to the believability of Dr. Ford and her accusation. That's why the committee is meeting today. It's not a hearing about sexual violence. It's not a hearing about our dark culture or anything like that. It's a continuation of a confirmation hearing to address one specific question, and that is Dr. Ford's accusation against Brett Kavanaugh. There never was any evidence for it, and there isn't today.
And what did you think of that opening statement by Mr. Kavanaugh, Judge Kavanaugh?
It was stunning. It was a very personal, heartfelt, transparent, agonizing statement by somebody who is being treated worse than I've seen. And this is the 11th Supreme Court nomination I've been involved in, including Clarence Thomas's. And this makes that look like fair treatment.
But here's my problem. You're an attorney and you're a legal expert, right? You're an attorney, correct?
Yes.
Being a senior legal fellow, I assumed you were an attorney. And I'm not an attorney. I only play one on TV. I've done TV ads for lawyers and radio ads for lawyers for many, many years. But I was pre-law at Columbia University, and I know a thing or two, enough to be dangerous. I think that Prosecutor Mitchell was the single worst prosecutor I've ever seen in my entire life. If that's a prosecution, every criminal in America must be praying to God on their knees that they get her as their prosecutor, because they'll all be set free. She's the worst prosecutor I've ever seen. I want to get your comment.
No, I disagree. This was not a prosecution, and it wasn't a trial. She was chosen to ask those questions in order to keep the hearing focused on the one question, and that is the accusation by Dr. Ford. Democrats were bound and determined to turn it into something else, and Mitchell's questions and using her to ask those questions was part of a way to focus it. But look at the format. She quoted it, or she discussed it herself. 5-minute pieces, which is what you have to do in a legislative hearing, is a difficult format to work with. But that's why she was there. She wasn't acting as a prosecutor.
But she had to put pressure on Ford to make her break on something. She had to paint the case that Ford's lying.
No, that's not why she was there.
Yeah, I disagree. I'm not disagreeing with you on what they were trying to do. I'm disagreeing that they don't understand the art form of salesmanship. This is about selling to the American people that you got the right guy with Kavanaugh, and she's a liar, and it never happened. She never made that case.
That's not why she was there.
Got it.
First hearing was about the kind of judge he's going to be and what his record was. This was about something else.
All right, so hold on. Don't go anywhere. We got you late, so we'll grab you on the way back. Hang in there for a couple minutes to the break, and we'll take you on the other side. Thomas Gipping, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation. I want to get a little debate in here with Thomas, what I would have done, because I would have just whipped her. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today. It will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War Now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
And speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, not many talk show hosts like me, Columbia University boy, but a SOB son of a butcher from the streets of New York. I got my ass kicked, and then I kicked it right back. And I won every fight to end my career, let me tell you, about 20 in a row. After I lost the first 20, I learned how to fight, and I won the last 20, and no one will ever beat me again. And so I say things in a different way than most Ivy League grads. And so my tweet just now is the GOP Senate is so weak, cowardly, and feckless, but they were bailed out by Kavanaugh. He saved the GOP. A-plus performance he is in. He will make a fine Supreme Court judge. My kind of guy. Have to always fight fire with fire. Never let liberals push you around. Kick them in the balls if you have to. Hashtag, we win. Nobody quite talks like me, except for Donald Trump, because we're both from New York, in the streets of New York. Hashtag, we win. We got it. He's in. If he's not in, the Republican Party's finished, by the way. If any of these feckless morons like Corker or Susan Collins or Lisa Murkowski or Jeff Flake dare to fold on this one, then it's not just their career that's over. Corker wouldn't care and Flake wouldn't care because they're not going to be in the Senate anymore because Donald Trump kicked them in the balls. Their careers are over. But they'll ruin the entire Republican Party. It will burn to the ground. There will be no win in November. But if we push him through now, and we will, I believe strongly we will, then we win big in November. Our people come out with enthusiasm. Let's speak to Thomas Gipping, senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, an expert in the federal judiciary and the appointment of federal judges. All right, so Thomas, you think that, in your opinion, Mitchell did exactly what they wanted to do, which I assume what you're saying is they just didn't want to make any mistakes, and they just didn't want to look like bad guys questioning her harshly the way I would have. They wanted to just do absolutely nothing that would rock the boat and then leave it up to Kavanaugh to win the game. Is that kind of your feeling of things?
Well, no, not exactly, but I think the objective here is to get Brett Kavanaugh confirmed that on the Supreme Court. The next step in doing that is to prevent this hearing from getting hijacked by Democrats who want to turn it into sort of this hearing on sexual violence and turn it into, you know, something like the Anita Hill hearing with 22 witnesses and all of that. How do you do that? One of the ways you do that is to focus your questions on the accusation. You don't try to prove that she lied. You don't try to do any more than you have to in order to advance this nomination. And frankly, if Republicans went out and attacked to try to prove her to be a liar and all that sort of thing, it would never have gotten out of committee. And I'd rather give them a chance to be confirmed than to have them sit in committee doing nothing.
You know, to me, what you're talking about, though, is kind of rope-a-dope. You know, it's kind of hang in there, and then at the very end try and outpoint them. And I think the Democrats were playing a different game, not rope-a-dope, but they were playing run out the clock. Because eventually they were going to try and they were practically begging him to say, I approve of an FBI investigation, which would have meant another month out of the way. And then they would have won the Senate. And then after that, he would have never been confirmed. And that would have been the end of Brett Kavanaugh as a Supreme Court nominee. He never fell for it. Everyone said, well, I will recommend FBI.
Right, but that's the whole point. Don't let the Democrats try to turn this hearing into something completely different, something that can drag out this process. Focus on the reason that the committee was meeting. Again, the only reason they were meeting today was because of one person's accusation against one other person. Keep everything focused on that accusation. And when you're done, vote them out, and you're done. Don't let it get hijacked and turned into something else. That's why they did what they did. And I think it was the right strategy.
Yeah, except they certainly, they did it your way, and then I think Brett Kavanaugh did it my way. He came out scorching with every barrel blowing fire, man. This guy was on fire with his anger. And I mean,
I would have recommended that Brett Kavanaugh do exactly what he did. I'm talking about what the committee Republicans did.
Got it.
Their role in this was to do everything they could not to let the committee Democrats turn it into something that could delay this process. And that's exactly what they did.
And so what's your prediction now? I predict he's in. What's your prediction?
I do believe he'll be confirmed. I think the chances of him getting any Democratic votes are lower than they were. I won't guarantee that it'll be a purely partisan vote, but I do believe he'll be confirmed.
Yeah, what would you say the odds are of one Democrat vote? One.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Oh, I said, what would you say the odds are there'll be one Democratic vote in favor of Brett Kavanaugh?
I think chances are better than 50-50 that he'll get at least one Democratic vote. I would have said before that the two Republicans, Collins and Murkowski, and the three sort of gettable Democrats would all have voted yes or all voted no. That was after the real hearing. Now I think that's less likely. But I think chances are better than 50-50 that he can get at least one Democratic vote.
And this is the last thing I'll ask you is this is completely wrong, because isn't the point of look what Lindsey Graham said. He voted for Kagan and Sotomayor. You're supposed to vote for someone based on whether they're qualified, not your political opinion, right?
Well, let's face it. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is no more liberal than Brett Kavanaugh is conservative, and she was confirmed 1963. There's no reason for a qualified nominee like Brett Kavanaugh not to get an overwhelming vote.
Right, and that's why they made up these charges. In my opinion, they were the ones who put this together. The whole Soros, Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, you know, that whole group made sure that they had something fake waiting at the very end in case they couldn't screw up the process. So, all right, Thomas Gipping from the Heritage Foundation. Great to have you on. Senior Legal Fellow at Heritage, and we love Heritage. They are my Bible. I've been in the Bible for all my conservative beliefs. Thank you, Thomas, for everything you guys do at Heritage. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.